2024 was an outstanding year for wheat production across South Dakota, with yields in this year's wheat yield contest showcasing what's possible when Mother Nature and agronomic practices work together. Winners in the South Dakota Wheat Growers Association Yield Contest reported entries well over 100 bushels per acre in some areas. Lee Lubers of Gregory took top honors with a winter wheat entry of 135.78 bushels per acre, with Adam Roseth of Midland harvesting 122.7 bushel winter wheat. Levi Newharth, who farms west of Fort Pierre, also had a successful year, and I had a chance to visit with him about the tactics which make for a productive crop. Newharth points to soil health and a systems approach which incorporates no-till with crop diversity.
Winter wheat or spring wheat, either one. Winter wheat, you can get more residue out there, but it's really important to be in the system because you could get hot days, you could get wet days, and if you can have that residue out there, it's going to help keep the ground cooler and let your soil work for you instead of letting it bake.
In addition to winter and spring wheat, Newharth grows milo, oats, flax, and Indian head lentils, along with forage crops of cane, hay barley, and millet.
We just do a little bit of everything, but we try to make sure that we have a market for whatever we're growing before we grow it. We just try to use the soil to our best advantage to whatever we need in our system.
While the fall of 2023 was favorable for moisture, precipitation this autumn has been spotty, with germination and emergence of winter wheat quite variable. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.